Life from News 88.7 in Houston. I'm Matt Harab. Schools are remaining vigilant at the start of the year as the FBI has released its first threat analysis. According to the FBI, there have been multiple credible threats to start the year that have resulted in arrests. Last week, three teenagers were taken into custody, charged with a third-degree felony for allegedly planning a mass shooting at a Pasadena area high school. In total, FBI Houston says they've received around 42 tips related to school threats. They say that if you notice a threat online, don't share it. Rather, let law enforcement know immediately. Venezuela's oil minister will address top energy executives during a conference in Houston tomorrow. Our Natalie Weber has a preview.
The conference is expected to draw 600 attendees, bringing together Venezuelan officials and the city's largest oil and gas companies. The speakers include Venezuela's oil minister and a vice president of Venezuela's state-owned oil company. Organizers say the event will give U.S. oil and gas executives a chance to meet with some of Venezuela's top energy leaders. After the U.S. seized Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, President Trump encouraged American companies to invest in Venezuela's oil resources. However, many energy leaders have remained skeptical. I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
And Houston Mayor John Whitmire is responding to a letter sent by Governor Greg Abbott threatening to pull state funding from George Bush Intercontinental Airport. That threat came as a result of the airport having a facility that allows Muslim travelers to perform a ritual washing before they say a prayer. It's been there since 2024. However, Governor Abbott now says that the facility singles out one religious group for special treatment, which is a violation of state law. Mayor Whitmire responded by